Really productive day for us, really a two-part day. We spent the morning analyzing our performance, looking at the tape and looking at things we did well, things we didn't do well. Then putting that plan into action, or the things that we saw in that video into action here with a good fundamental Steelers versus Steelers practice. Not focused on any game prep at this juncture. We really want to focus the weekend still very much in training camp mode in that we're sharpening iron on iron, working on skill development, things relative to our play, and keeping our focus there. We'll get into some game planning things in a simulated week, if you will, when they come off the off day on Monday. But until then, we're focused solely on us. We're excited about getting into Heinz Field tomorrow for our work. Always like to get into Heinz Field prior to our first preseason game to eliminate any angst associated with things not involving the game. Getting to the stadium, where people park, et cetera. So that'll be a good serviceable day on that front. We'll have a normal football day other than that. All looks, you know, well on the injury front. We had a few bumps and bruises associated with play that we talked about. Those guys are being evaluated. Nothing appears anything beyond day-to-day at this point. Because it's a simulated game week, I'll have an extended injury report for you, I'm sure, when we have a press conference. Questions?
Mike, what's the short-term plan at tight end with a few guys being in and out a little bit?
I don't have a plan right now in terms of, if you're asking in regards to the game or divisional reps, I'm not focused on that really. It's just those that are available are working and developing skills relative to their position. We're very much still in training camp mentality at that position in all positions.
Mike, is LT no longer in the mix at nose tackle at all?
We were looking at a variety of people. I'm not eliminating anyone, but we are focused kind of on Dan, and you know, you've seen Tyson some there. LT's had more reps over the long haul at that position than some of the others that are dual position guys. So like I've mentioned to you guys before, I wouldn't read too much in the rotations and who's working with what group and those things. The reps aren't distributed evenly. They're distributed appropriately so that we can gather information about all people involved.
How has Dan looked compared to the past year?
You know, I thought he's had a good camp, and I think that he's taken that into games. But, you know, we got two significant weeks left and two significant performances. So he's still writing that story.